So what I can tell you about it, there's been a whole cluster of these 50th anniversaries in the region, of course, because Kenya, Tanzania, Malawi, and so forth all got their independence roughly at the same time in the 1960s, and in West Africa, several countries. It's different from the countries to the south of us, who we helped liberate. Zimbabwe, I think, is only 34 years old now. South Africa is only about 21 years old now. We're the southernmost country, I guess. No, not even that. Botswana's 50 years plus. So it's part of a general sort of mood of celebration, I guess. You could say, over much of Africa. But this is 50 years of since the protectorates became independent. Most colonies became independent.
Mr. Vice President, how ready are the people to celebrate this 50 years of independence?
Well, I think I'm on my way now to the to a dinner and then to the stadium, where I imagine there'll be a problem of overcrowding. People are very ready to celebrate. People like to be proud of themselves. People like to be something to make them proud of themselves. And surviving 50 years of quite a lot of instability in this region, without suffering much instability ourselves, and making tremendous progress in social equality and in production, economic growth, and so forth. It hasn't been an easy ride all the way, but I think most people are aware that Zambia has gone forward and is still going forward.
Mr. Vice President, there are several critics who say that Zambia has not been able to rise to the level of its potential after independence due to what they call leaders who have not been able to really marshal the people to really develop the country to the state that they expect. What do you say to that?
Listen, if I ring you up in Washington there and say, I'm going to interview you now about the United States of America, and I hear Republicans who say the Democrats haven't done anything for the last, whatever it is, 8 years, and I told the Democrats who say the Republicans haven't done anything. It's politics. It's a democracy. Lots of people are ready to gripe and be very negative about what's been done. It's not paradise on earth, but we've done a very commendable job. In fact, Zambia is one of the best-kept secrets anywhere, if you want my opinion, in terms of its peacefulness and its receptiveness to investment confidence, and so forth. They're going absolutely mad for us at the moment. It's politics. You don't expect the opposition to say, yes, the government is doing a great job. And nor do you expect the government to spend much time on what the opposition says.
Mr. Vice President, one issue is that the head of state will not be able to participate in this. How are you moving along with this celebration with him not being there?
Well, we're moving along. It's very sad. You certainly missed the best loved politician in Zambia. And it's a shame that he should be somewhere else when we're celebrating. As we must, he wouldn't want us to do anything else. Between acting presidents, vice presidents, former presidents, and so forth, we can put on a pretty cool ceremony. And that's what we'll do. I don't think there's any danger of the government coming unstuck over a ceremonial issue.